Hey, everybody, welcome back to Being Unapologetically Authentic as we start the new season, season two of this podcast. And I'm so excited to be here with you today because we are making a major transition in the podcast and in terms of the topic that we will be focusing on this season. So last season, we really focused and really dove deep into the intersectionality between authenticity and success. And we are going to continue with that theme for this season as well, but we are going to do a different take. And the reason why we're doing this different take is because one of the realizations that I had last season was that there is nothing more authentic in terms of who I am than really just diving deep into my ethnicity and how that has impacted my thoughts, my beliefs towards success. And not only that, but it was amazing because last season, as I spoke to more Asian females and those individuals who had shared their story, shared their childhood with myself and with others, what I had realized is that we have so many commonalities. We have so many similarities that the minute somebody started to share about, you know, the challenges that they had with their mom or the challenges that they experienced in school being one of a few Asian students in the classroom, it automatically resonated. And I started to wonder, why aren't we talking more about this? Because I remember when I was little that I felt so different from everyone else. I felt so different because I didn't think I was smart enough. I didn't think that I was pretty enough. I didn't think that I was good enough in all senses, right? I felt like such an outcast. And I thought, and it was because I thought I was the only one experiencing all of these challenges in my childhood and then into adulthood. And so if I, you know, everybody else around me looked so happy. Everyone else around me was succeeding. They were getting good grades. They were getting into great colleges. They were all doing what they were supposed to do and they looked happy doing it. But deep down inside, I wasn't happy doing it. And I got into a great school. I found a great career. But throughout all of that, I wasn't necessarily feeling fulfilled is how I'll put it. And so I thought I was broken. I thought I was broken because I didn't fit the stereotype. I thought I was broken because I didn't want the same things. I thought I was broken because, you know, I wasn't your typical bookworm that studied all the time and, you know, played the violin, et cetera, whatever, all whatever stereotypes you can come up with at this point. Then as I started talking to more people, I realized I wasn't alone. And when I realized I wasn't alone, there was this big sigh of relief that my body just let out because I was carrying so much stress within me that I hadn't even realized from trying to be this person that I couldn't be. And I know I've shared this before, and, you know I've shared this in past seasons. I know I've shared this on social media, but one of the things that we haven't really dived into or dove into is this concept of how our ethnicity and our gender and how that together really impact the beliefs that we have of ourselves. And the stories that we tell ourselves and the unrealistic expectations that we hold for ourselves. And all of these things together keep us from really being able to go out there and to really shine our light, right? We're afraid of doing something to disrupt status quo, because that's just not within our DNA. It's not within the culture's DNA. But yet it is this disruption of DNA, this disruption of status quo, that is exactly what it is that we need today. Because if we want to succeed at the levels that our souls are desiring, then we have to let go of all of these stories that we tell ourselves, all of these fears that we hold within us because we're not quote unquote perfect. But this definition of perfect has never been explored in terms of, at least for me, like, where did it come from? Why do you need to be X, Y, and Z in order to be perfect? Why aren't we just perfect right now? And so it's so important that when we're looking at success and we're looking at authenticity, like, of course, we should be also looking at who we are and all of the components, right, that make us who we are. And I didn't really dive into it last season. I actually just really looked at it from a gender perspective, right? And how women have found the untraditional route to really find their joy and their happiness and really found the success that may not necessarily have been what they thought it should look like. Well, we're going to take it a step further and we're going to really dive into this concept from an Asian woman perspective. We're going to be speaking with Asian entrepreneurs, Asian individuals, both men and women, and really learn from their journey as well in terms of how they found success and how they have leveraged their authenticity in order to do so. And we are going to absolutely look at it from an Asian perspective, because here's the thing, if we don't talk about it, then we are doing all of our brothers and sisters within the Asian community a huge disservice, because we are not sharing the fruits of our labor with them. And it might just be in our own personal stories that they find refuge, that they find inspiration, that they find solace that will be the game changer in their life. And it could lead to something even more amazing. But if nothing else, I want everyone to feel the way that I felt when my body let out that huge sigh of relief that it no longer needed to meet these unrealistic expectations that were established by everybody else around me, and really to be able to embrace who they are. Just because we don't look like individuals in the magazine, just because we don't act like an Asian female, whatever that is meant to mean, it's okay. We have to start accepting who we are. And so for this season, I really want to explore what being an Asian female is supposed to be versus who we could possibly be. And so that we can start to accept who we are today. Because really, at the end of the day, that's where success comes from. That's what is required for true success to materialize, to manifest itself in our lives. Because when we're constantly spending our energy beating ourselves up because we're not who we're supposed to be, when the person who we're supposed to be doesn't truly exist anyway, it's like a figment of our imagination somewhere along the line, then we don't have enough energy to really dedicate to our dreams. We don't have enough energy to do the things that would really make us happy. We don't have enough energy to truly pursue the success that we know is possible on the inside. So I hope you will join me for season two. I am so excited for this shift in themes this season, and let's see what type of adventure it'll take us. And if you have any questions or suggestions for conversation topics, for guests, please drop them in the comments below, because I would love to hear from you. I would love to understand what you're going through. I would love to understand how we can help you or how we can support you better. So And also, don't feel shy at all to email me at info@jeantien.com, which you can see over here if you are watching YouTube. And so, yeah, contact me. Let me know. I want to hear your thoughts. I'll talk to you soon, guys. Bye.